Good day, I'm Ann Jui. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, April 3. Coming up, government working to address needs of mentally ill inmates, sugar industry gets government intervention, and property owners being reminded that they can pay property tax in installments. The details after the break.
Attorneys, accountants, business service providers, corporate secretaries, register now for the Jamaica International Financial Services Authority seminar on new legislation to support international financial and business services in Jamaica. Thursday, April 6, Knutsford Court Hotel, 8:30 a.m. Call 978-7755.
Now the news. The government is working on measures to address the needs of mentally ill persons in lockups. This following a recent meeting with representatives from the Ministries of Justice and Health, as well as the Department of Correctional Services and mental health stakeholders. State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says the ministry will be taking a holistic approach to dealing with mentally ill persons who commit crimes.
What we are trying to do is to advance an approach that is not isolated, but rather to see the mental health discussion as a broad, wide-ranging discussion that needs to be explored. And so we're trying to see if we can incorporate all of the relevant stakeholders with a focus on prevention. So if we can sensitize the country and cause persons to redefine how we see mental illness, then we want to boost our urgency and the ability for us to treat with mental illness before it leads to a violent act or a criminal act.
Senator Charles notes that judges are already sensitized to handle cases involving the mentally ill, and discussions are underway concerning the establishment of a forensic psychiatric facility to house mentally ill inmates. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government's involvement in the sugar industry is to ensure effective management over the short term. Mr. Holness says the intervention at the Clarendon-based Monymusk sugar factory has revealed that once effective management of the industry's culture, money, and technology is in place, the sector can survive.
So in the next phase of our management intervention, we will continue as best as possible to support the capital development. But the long term is not for government to operate this plan.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the recently held official reopening of the Monymusk sugar factory in Clarendon. Mr. Holness is calling for dialogue with stakeholders to end cultural practices such as the burning of cane, which caused losses of more than 40 tons of cane in the vicinity of the factory recently. In July 2016, the government, through the Sugar Company of Jamaica SCJ Holdings, entered into an interim agreement to operate the Monymusk factory to save thousands of jobs in St. Catherine and Clarendon. Property owners are being urged to take advantage of the opportunity to pay their property taxes in installments. Chief Corporate Communications Officer at Tax Administration Jamaica, Maris Horton, says there are several payment options available to taxpayers, which may assist in making payments more manageable. However, property owners who qualify for the flat rate of $1,000 for the year are not eligible to pay in installments.
Persons need not make the payments all at once. Payments can be made quarterly, half yearly, or in full. And for this year, we are also saying to persons that they can make their payments on a monthly basis, particularly persons who have a fixed income and they find it easier to pay as they get their salaries.
Persons who intend to pay their property taxes in installments must make the first payment by April 31. And the Ministry of Health and the University of the West Indies, UWI, have partnered to establish a mosquito control and research unit at the Mona campus. The unit will be responsible for coordinating best practices in integrated vector management and research into mosquito control and eradication. An entomologist who will head the unit will coordinate work from the resulting collaboration between the ministry's vector control unit and research conducted by the UWI.
If we were to bring all of these forces together and coordinate the efforts by all with a very common goal of trying to address the control and in hopefully elimination over time of the mosquitoes that are a threat to us, then we would be a lot more effective.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton speaking at the launch of the unit on March 31. That was GIS News. I'm Ann Jui, James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.